This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie here right off of Bush, about Bush and 20. So come on by Fellowship. We got some Tolo back window decals for you. And, of course, each drinks and scenic views here at Twin Peaks. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Congrats to the Chief. Made it five-time last. He is now immortalized and eligible for the G-Bag of the Year. So Lucius will have a fresh slate of challengers coming up for you this afternoon at 5:45 after Jake Ferguson. That's right. It's Jake Ferguson Thursday. So you will get L.A. Live coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks again to Bobby Belt, who joined us, had a nice little Cowboys conversation to open up the show. Time now for Zach Wolchuk's Top 10. Here he is, Zach with an H.
All righty. I know we got a lot of high school football fans out there, and we got the area round of the playoffs. Some big matchups tomorrow. We got Rockwall Heath and Duncanville at Eagle Stadium. That's going to be a big one. Heath's been really, really good this year. Could they possibly upset Duncanville? Duncanville right now, their defense just allowing 14.6 points and 200 yards of total offense per game. They've been absolutely phenomenal. Heath's offense, though, is really good. You've got North Forney and Waxahachie, Coppell and Richardson, Odessa Permian and Mansfield Lake Ridge, and then the Allen Eagles taking on Lake Highland. Some really, really big matchups across the DFW and across the state. And it led me to ask the question, 877-881-1053, what is the best high school football team you've seen? As we'll get into the top 10 greatest high school football teams of all time, do you guys have a team that stands out to you?
You know, whenever I was growing up, I remember getting to watch the Chase Daniel Southlake teams.
Yeah.
And those were pretty incredible. And then whenever I was in high school, you know, going up against an Allen was phenomenal. I went up against them when they had Alec Morris at quarterback.
Yeah.
And who was the running back that ended up going to the NFL?
Jonathan Williams.
Jonathan Williams. Okay, like he was the real deal. But that Southlake team, whatever that was, like 04.
Yeah, their run from like 04 to 06 was awesome. With like Greg McElroy at quarterback. Those teams were, I mean, 05, they had a legendary game against Plano. Plano was really good that year. Beat them in, I think it was the state semifinal, went on to win state. But Carroll had some loaded squads.
Well, and then to be honest, actually, now that I'm thinking about it too, when we were doing Friday Night Stars,
yeah,
and we got to be down there for those state title games, and you're watching Duncanville, and you're watching
North
Galena
Shore.
Park, North Shore,
yes.
These are, I mean, grown men. And the quarterback for Duncanville at the time was like Cam Newton. And he was a giant, and he was just running. I remember when they go down to take the lead late in the game, it's just him basically with his legs running all the way down the field against North Shore, who was incredible. And then you have the unbelievable North Shore
the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. But, yeah, I mean, those teams, that was a different level of size and speed. Seeing that up close was jarring.
Yeah, Jaquindon Jackson. He's an absolute star. Then ended up moving over to running back. A lot of techs coming in the Jonathan Gray Alito teams. I mean, Alito has just been an absolute powerhouse, but Jonathan Gray was really, really special. Miami Northwestern back in the day. I mean, yeah, Miami Northwestern had some serious squads. I think Teddy Bridgewater was a quarterback for one of their teams.
Yeah, he was.
That was absolutely loaded. You've got Jesse Armstead and that 88 Carter team from the 214. I mean, they were just littered with talent. Matt Stafford and Highland Park from the 214. Odessa Permian back in the day. I mean, Trinity did have some monster teams. The 817 texting and Trinity, that 07 Trinity team, I think Samir Baker was their running back. They were just absolutely dominant at the line of scrimmage. And then they also had Brandon Carter, who was a stud for them at quarterback, played basically every single position at like 2012. So we've had some really, really good high school football teams here in the Metroplex. Lucius, I know you played here, and we're in the pride of Lucius Alexander here in Grand Prairie at Twin Peaks. Did you have any teams that stood out to you?
I'm going to take you back to the year 2000, boys. Midland Lee, Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
That Midland Lee squad, like, we played against Cedric Benson, and there was no tackling him. They didn't even need blockers, bro. He was stiff-arming us, moving us around. It really looked ridiculous for the fact that we made it so far in the playoffs and still couldn't handle him.
Dude, I can't even fathom what that would have been like trying to wrangle in Cedric Benson.
No.
That is wild. That's like you're scared a little bit.
Yeah.
The toughest defensive players on our squad were getting faced, like
I'm good.
Mushed
yeah, I'm good.
Into
I'm
the
good.
Turf. And you're like, oh, yeah, we ain't going to make it, bro. This is it. What y'all doing tonight? Because it won't be celebrating a win.
We're done.
Something with a lot of ice, hopefully.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, here are the 10 greatest high school football teams of all time. And we start at number 10. And this is across the entire country. It is the Allen Eagles of 2014. And, that was Kyler Murray, one of the greatest offenses ever seen at the high school level. He also had fellow recruits Bobby Evans and Greg Little, who made the NFL. Three straight consecutive Texas State championships and 40 of 62 for 645 and 10 touchdowns in those state championship games was Kyler's stat line. Just an absolute freak. He also ran 38 times for 394 yards. That 2014 Allen team undefeated. They were unreal. We go back to the day of Brian Broaddus.
Yes.
1927.
Yeah, it was what team we got? South Oak Cliff or Waco?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Waco. Waco beat teams 124 to nothing, 107 to nothing, and 93 to nothing. They averaged 56 points a game, 11 shutouts in 14 games.
Yeah, they needed running clock back then.
Holy crap. Legendary coach Paul Pison, four state titles with Waco. But that 1927 team, that does not sound fair. Number eight, Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a powerhouse. 2010. They had Michigan quarterback Jake Rudock and Philip Dorsett, Miami Hurricane, that went in the first round at wide receiver, was on that squad. But they ended up being absolutely loaded. They also won state championships in 08 and 2010. They had Joey Bosa as a sophomore on that squad in 2010 when they won the state title. He turned out to be pretty darn good. And Florida commit Brian Cox Jr. as well.
Greg Ellis was a pass rusher at the time.
Better than Brian Cox?
Yeah. No. Bosa.
Oh, then Bosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of your...
I was right.
You called that one.
Everybody called me out. I was right. Greg Ellis is a better player.
Consistency,
than...
not wrong. Not wrong.
The nope. injury factor for the Bosa.
You know what? I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
He was, you know...
Availability. The best ability. Mm-hmm. We go to Pennsylvania. Harrisburg Tech at number 7. This is 1919. Were you there?
1919?
They won its second of two state national titles. National titles, not even state. They won national titles.
Natties.
In 12 games, they outscored their opponents 701-0.
They didn't give up a point the whole season?
They did not give up a point, Eric. 701-0. Their superstar quarterback was Carl Beck, who went on to play at West Virginia before winning a NFL championship for the legendary Pottsville Maroons
yep.
in 1925.
Pottsville.
Pottsville was smoking teams.
Yeah. They had the best players.
They were hotboxing. Modern day, 2017, we go to California. They've got some notable alumni as well that include Matt Leinart, Todd Marinovich, Bryce Young. But this team was led by...
Todd Marinovich.
Amon-Ra St. Brown in 2017.
Dude, there's clips of players in the NFL going up against the Lions and sitting on the sidelines and talking about how dominant Amon-Ra St. Brown was in high school. Like, certain guys in the NFL that played against him, and they were like, man, you think he's nasty now. Like, in high school, he was otherworldly.
Really good. Really, really good. They were dominant. They beat people on an average at 48-15, and they won the state title game against De La Salle, another powerhouse, 52-21. We got some Texan for Katy, and Katy comes in at number 5. Their 2015 team, the Fightin' Katy Tigers, and Class 6A, Division 2, they shut out 10 different teams in their undefeated season. They allowed just two teams to reach double digits, and in their 6 playoff games, Katy outscored their opponents 309-44. Unbelievable. They also won a national championship that year, but their star running back was Kyle Porter on that team. Who was an absolute stud. For Bishop Gorman. 2016 Bishop Gorman. And this was Tate Martell.
Tate Martell,
who went to Ohio State and totally flamed out, then went to UNLV, big-time bust. He coined the phrase, their ass, my dude. And he was awesome, though. He threw for 2,362 yards, rushed for another 1,257. They knocked off programs like Cedar Hill, St. John Bosco, St. Thomas Aquinas, and beat teams by an average of 61-6. The state title game, 84-8 for Bishop Gorman. Unreal. 1940, Massillon, Washington in Ohio.
Massillon,
thank you. In 9 seasons with the Massillon Tigers, it was Paul Brown was their
Paul
coach.
Brown was the coach. You're darn right.
The original Massholes.
80-8-2 with 6 state titles and 4 natties. But the 1940 team was the best. They outscored opponents 477-6. 1996 is number 2. We go to Hampton, Virginia, second best high school football team of all time. They were led by a head coach, Mike Smith. Former NFL quarterback Aaron Brooks was on that squad, and they won 51-0 in the state title. They allowed just 97 yards, and they went undefeated, dropping 58 points per game. But the best high school football team of all time, De La Salle, 2001. With Maurice Jones-Drew on that squad, they were beating teams to the tune of 50-8, their average score. Where Maurice Jones-Drew almost 12 yards per carry as he ran behind a fellow NFL lineman, Derek Landry, one of the best and most dominant teams ever. Also, future All-American Mercedes Lewis was on that team as well. So quite a litany of talent here in this top 10. A lot of players that went on to tremendous success, but a lot of Texas schools. Allen represented, Katy represented in this list. And it's always fun, Waco, to take a trip down memory lane. And good luck to everybody that's playing in their state high school football playoffs starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's exciting times, man. I'm hoping my Sunnyvale Raiders can make a run.
Sunnyvale, yeah. You guys have a good squad.
Yeah, I think they're 13th in 4A Division II. That's pretty good, right? You can make a run from there, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, that's legit.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun keeping up with them this year, winning a lot of games there. Okay, it is the GMAC Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. The cold beer is coming out of the tap right now at 29.6. That's below freezing, according to my math. And my very elementary understanding of science and temperatures. But you'd be good to go. You'd be rocking whatever you order. Okay, we got a college football darty coming up, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Free booze and wild message boards. That's what college football does next to the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.